Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Dick. Can you hear me?
Hi.
They counted us off. I'm so sorry. It's a little bit dizzy. I know, Bethany, that you and I had a little bit of chaos before the call, show, whatever. So we're going to talk about men, sex, dating, and men's personal grooming habits, okay? So they're funny grooming habits, okay? Which sometimes means raise a lot. Lack of, yeah, right? Anyway, let's talk about it. What's been the worst case scenario you've heard, you saw, or experienced with a man? And I'll tell you mine. Or you want me to start? It doesn't really matter, okay, because it'll open the door for lots of fun stuff.
Ahead.
So, the worst ones, okay, guys, I got to tell you, I'm telling you this, Vic, that those who are listening now or who will listen to it later, the first thing about grooming I notice about a man is his shoes, okay? First thing, and then his teeth. But his shoes. If a man has granddaddy shoes on, I am not going to date him. And I've been like that since I was 16. Granddaddy shoes, okay? So if you look in the closet of your...
What are granddaddy shoes?
Granddaddy shoes. Picture this. You see a man, have you ever seen a 60-year-old man, 65, on a shore, on a pontoon boat with his little shorts on, you know, not shorty, but the Bermudas on and the little pant and the little shoes. And people, oh, those are ageless and timeless. Exactly. Translation, granddaddy shoes. And so first thing I always look at is a guy's shoes. And if he's got granddaddy shoes, forget it. We're done. And I'm not even going out. My friends used to get so mad at me when I was a teenager. They go, Tree, why? I go, got granddaddy shoes. Look at his shoes. Tree, they're just dress shoes. So the first thing I notice, personal grooming. That's my little thing, okay, do you understand? And then the second thing I notice is the teeth, all right, you know? And I've been like that since I was a small child. I told my mom, this guy, his name was Harvey, he would give us candy in church, and I told my mom that he needed to brush his teeth. And my mom said, he's old. I go, well, he still needs to brush his teeth. And so, taking a close look at the teeth there. So those are the first two things I've noticed. And I've noticed men, I've seen him, he didn't have a tooth on the side. You know how when you smile and you don't see it right on, head on, but you can see it if you look on the side a little bit. I was like, okay, what's going on with the teeth there? You know, so take a little time, get it fixed or whatever, because, you know, you save up your money for, I mean, dentists, it's expensive. I know, but they have payment plans and stuff. So don't I sound like a diva? I got called that yesterday.
You are.
So are you, my friend. One diva to another, two temperamental divas. We get things done. Okay. So, and she's an apple at the top of the tree. Okay. So, anyway, that's the two things that I've noticed. And have I ever dated? Yes. And a guy, if he doesn't have good teeth, he's not going to taste good kissing him. I don't like to kiss a guy. And I was like, what's he been eating? Or let me look at his teeth again, right? You know, so tell me about your situation. Granddaddy shoes and teeth. That's the first thing I noticed. Shoes
mine are like nails. And that means fingers and toes, okay? If they don't have, well, I think biting your nails is a very bad habit. It's,
internet.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, you have mentioned that before. Yeah, biting nails. I've never thought about that, but I'm going to look at it again. Go ahead.
Yeah, biting nails is a very bad habit. It's uncleanly because, you know, your fingers touch everything, and here you are, you know, sticking them in your mouth, so it kind of carries a lot of bacteria and stuff, too. But toes. Oh, my gosh. So a guy takes off his shoes. You know, you're all into him, and life is good, and things are looking up, and then he takes off his shoes, and it's like, oh my God, his toenails are black. Ah, help. So I go running the opposite direction. I literally never saw the guy again after that night of seeing his toes. Done.
This movie out. I can't remember if Eddie Murphy or the other one. And there's the girl that's sitting in the connection.
Where are you? I'm losing you. I can't hear you. Tree, I lost you.
Dick, are you still there?
Oh my gosh, there you are. Yeah, I lost you.
I'm sorry. It won't let me back in. Anyway, so it must be the personal grooming men god saying, hey, guy, lady, take it easy on me, guys. So,
right.
They probably got as much to say about us as we do them. Okay, I'm going to give you another personal grooming thing that really annoys me. If a guy is talking to me and he does not close his mouth when he's chewing, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, I like a guy who closes his mouth when he's chewing. I've been out with a guy before that didn't do that, and then he's talking to me, and he's got food on his lips. And I think about that,
yeah,
right? I've had food on my lips.
Right.
I've fallen out beside his mouth. Okay, yeah, there's a couple ones. How about shaving? Your laser, you help men and women get rid of all the hair, unwanted hair. Who's more conscious of that, men or women?
Women. Women
okay.
are much more concerned about bodily hair and even facial hair. I'm old school, and I still like a clean-shaven man, okay?
I do too, yeah. Clean-shaven.
I'm not into facial hair much.
Okay, you're not into facial hair. How about body hair? Let's go there. Body hair.
Well, you know what? If it's tasteful, I don't mind a little chest hair. I don't mind natural, normal hair on the arms or legs, but
right.
the back is a no-no, and below the belt is a no-no.
Yeah. What was that? Teacher said this morning? Shave the balls. Okay, I'm there. Shave the balls, okay? You know what I mean? So I'll share this story with you. This is very open. But I had a couple that came to me for coaching. This is, a little while ago, but not so long ago. And he was upset because she didn't shave, and she was upset because he didn't shave, and he didn't. None of them wanted to do oral sex, okay? So anyway, so it turns out she didn't shave because she wasn't sure. She wasn't sure if he wanted to, and they had never really talked about it, and it all came out. You know, and I said, I don't think it was a problem of oral sex. I think it was a problem of communication. So, you know, little by little, they started, and they're from the Midwest, okay, Cleveland, Ohio, and you know, not that that doesn't happen anywhere. So, they both started to open up and start talking. They didn't start talking about oral sex. They started talking about things that they enjoyed doing in bed and out of bed, sexy clothes, and then you know what happened? The shaving happened. And then one started and the other started. Now they have a happy relationship. But believe it or not, it wasn't about personal grooming. It was really about communication and just being open to talk. You know what I mean? So because I think that's key right there, you know, being able to talk about it. Because I know that, you know, some men think that hair is sexy. I know women in North Carolina think chest hair is really sexy. And a lot of hair is, I'm not a big fan of hair. Versus
right.
here, we like a really clean-shaven man. You know, so it's all about culture, but it's also about personal taste. What do you like? What do you like for your body,
mm-hmm.
first of all? Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, and then the magic of laser, which you have, you know, too, as well.
Yes.
So personal grooming is about hair. It's also about teeth. It's also about keeping a little travel bag in your car, you know what I mean, because you never know where you're going to be and when you're going to need it. And that holds more than just maybe condoms. And girls, that's for you, too. Condoms and mouthwash and a little travel toothbrush. I have that in my car right now. Okay? And
yes,
so all, yeah, don't you think? I mean, so you don't want to be called.
Yeah, I don't have
and
that in my car. I guess I could, but I'm usually never that far away from home where I wouldn't be able to, you know, freshen up if I needed to.
Okay. Well, I've been on the beach before, and I was like, I wish I could have some gum or some toothpaste. You know what I mean? So, you know, I have Listerine and toothpaste and a condom in my thing. So,
I have gum.
that's all good. So what are the necessities that you need? You need mouthwash, you need toothpaste, you need a deodorant, and you need gum and a condom. Or, you know, maybe you're not, you know, you're at a different place with your relationship. I don't know. But for right now, that's what suits me. Have you ever heard of a story about being surprised about personal grooming? Personal grooming can mean a lot of things. Do you like circumcised men or uncircumcised? Bye-bye.
Oh, dear. Woo-hoo. Yeah, well, that's not a personal choice. You know, that usually happens at birth, and you don't really have a lot to say about it, do you?
No, you don't. Goodbye. So let me ask you a question. The first time that's not personal grooming, but you have a choice. Do you prefer one over the other, or is it all about love? Okay, so, you know, because being circumcised or uncircumcised, you have to take, I think, one's a little bit more detailed than the other, I guess.
Right.
And so what's your thoughts on that?
Personally, I've not had a lot of experience with the uncircumcised, so I can't think from a lot of experience there. So my natural preference is circumcised because that's what I'm accustomed to.
Okay, that's a qualifying statement. I myself am not. I don't have a lot of experience with the uncircumcised. But the experience that I did have, I was like, wow, that's different. Let's see that again.
Oh,
yeah, I was like, wow. Anyway, so interesting. I, you know what? If I care about somebody gets to that point, then I'm sure I'll just, you know, I'll do what I got to do. Just, you know, I had a friend of mine said that he was uncircumcised, and she made him go wash it again. She goes, I wasn't sure, but I just wanted. And I was like, so I know it can be uncomfortable for guys. I think we just got to all remember to be compassionate, you know, about whatever we say or do, you know. And that's what I feel. Don't you?
Yeah, definitely, yes.
Okay. So, perfect guy for you. Teeth are important to you? Teeth are important to me. But are they? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so because you're in the hair beauty business, very clean-shaven kind of guy, first thing you would notice about a guy when he walked up to you would be? Mine would be shoes, yours would be?
His smile.
Okay.
His smile, which would reveal nice teeth. Okay. Honestly, even the way someone speaks, you know, I mean, I think it says a lot about someone's character, you know, if they can speak well or if they're like, yo, hey, what's up, you know?
Yes, right.
It doesn't do it for me so much.
Okay, so speaking is something you, and that's a good point, right? Communication skills, right?
Well, speaking, teeth, you know, the way that they're dressed, and it doesn't have to be, like, the most expensive thing, but it has to be well put together, you know, clean, ironed. You know, I mean, I don't want to look at somebody that just grabbed a shirt out of the bottom of the laundry basket. You know what I mean?
I agree with you. Can I tell you something? I like a guy like that who speaks well. I also like a guy that can talk to me about things he's read, other than TV Guide or Sports Illustrated. Okay, so what do you like
right.
in his? That's something I would notice. I also notice his teeth, too. I also noticed if his eye, what his eyes look at. Do they look at me, or do they look around? Okay.
Yeah. Are they roaming the room for what else they can see, or are they focused on me?
Right. Exactly. And what I'm saying, you know, and when they're focused on me, are they focused on my face, or my breast, or my legs, or something else? You know. So I like a guy that will focus on me and what I'm saying, right? You and I have had experience with that, because I think I talked to you about it, too, before, right? It's like, you know, hello, how are they doing? How you doing? They're doing just fine. Thanks for asking. You know, so, but yeah, that's what I would focus on. So, and then let me ask you a question. For you, I know as a woman, for me, to get to the point where I'm taking my clothes off for somebody, would you know, you would know a lot of details about them before that time. I would ask questions. I mean, you can do it a myriad of ways, but asking questions
right.
and getting a feel for who they are. Personal grooming habits, I also think, need to go into sexual habits. So if a guy, mm-hmm. would you find out, we talked about this, doesn't mean it's a forever deal, you understand, but you would want a guy that is selective, correct? I would find that out first. One of the first things I would
definitely
find out.
So yeah.
How do you ask?
Right.
I mean, there's so many ways. You know, what I'll do with somebody, and you feel free to speak up if you want, because I don't want to put you on the spot, honestly. We've not really spoke about it. But I will ask a question to figure out if he's a player or not a player or used to be a player. And I used to think a guy that had a lot of women, this is years ago, was somebody hot. But now I think somebody who's hot is somebody who looks good, some of the things that we talked, looks good, speaks well, and all those things, but also has, is selective, you know what I mean? And
right.
I like someone like that, okay, who is selective and he just doesn't want to rip my clothes off or his clothes too. We may want to do that, but we're not going to do it. You know, I like to wonder a little bit about that. To me, that's great personal grooming, not only for him, but for myself as well. You know, what do you feel about that? Mm. How do you think about that?
I agree with you. I'm going to find out as much as I can before I hop into bed with somebody. And for me, I can pretty much tell, you know, within the first, let's just be generous and say hour of meeting someone, whether they're a player or not. You know, if they're a player, they're going to be scoping out that room, looking around to see what their plan B is going to be, you know, or plan A, whichever is going to be better for them. And, you know, so that's going to be indicative of a player to me. You know, if their focus can't be on me, if their conversation can't be about us, and they're constantly, you know, searching the room or being on their phone or whatever that may entail, then that's a pretty good sign that probably got a lot of other stuff going on and I'm not going to be his main priority.
You know, that's great because you said something about the phone. I agree with you on that 100%. And Vic, just I'll tell you something, it really changed my mind. You and I were out one night just having dinner and a couple drinks. You know, as girls do, we were out laughing and joking. And I kept checking my phone for a message from a guy. And I said, I did not enjoy the evening as much as I could with her if I'd have just been focused on my friend, which was you.
Right.
And I said, from that point on, I turn my phone off and I don't turn it back on, okay, until I'm done with whatever night I'm off, I take off, which is usually Saturday night or Sunday or something like that, you know, Saturday to Sunday. Sometimes you just carry it. Just kidding.
I could just put my phone in my purse and put it on silent and be perfectly happy with that. You know what I mean? And I do it on a regular basis. When I go to the gym and I'm there for an hour, I don't even bring the phone with me. It stays in the car. Okay?
Mine too.
Right. I don't want to be distracted while I'm working out. I don't want to be distracted when I'm spending time with my friends, with my family, with somebody new. You know, my focus, I think that we all lose track of being in the now, and the phone is a very big distraction for that.
I agree with you 100%. Because when I work out, I don't take my phone with me or anything. And when I'm with a client and they're in front of me, then I don't bother with it, okay, until I get off the phone. Unless it's my daughter, and then she'll drive me crazy until I answer it. You know how daughters are. You got one yourself.
Well,
and
there are always exceptions, you know, in case of an emergency, especially when you have kids, you know.
Yeah, so I agree with you. But living in the now and doing one activity at a time, I think, is personal grooming to the height. And it's not only about what you look like, but what you do and while you're with that person in front of you and how you treat them. And that is a great personal grooming. Because if you can be that Renaissance guy, if you're a man, or that Renaissance woman, I guess, I don't even know if that's the correct way of saying it, that's what you really want to do. And, I mean, it's more than just getting all the hairs and shaving. It's about being the right person in the right activity and doing that, you know. And then, man, when I have a guy that treats me like that, I'm like, oh, it's been a long time, you know. Then I'm like, man, I want to see him again, you know. I want to see what he's like again, you know. So don't you feel like that too as well?
I do. Definitely, yes.
And we've got, I don't know, you're not touched with this, but we've met men that did it perfect the first time. I'm not talking about sex ladies or gentlemen. I'm talking about just did it perfect with the perfect opening the door, talking the conversation, the kiss, whatever, the intimacy, however much or however little it was. And then we get the guy again and he's totally different. Is that real or is that something that he just put on? Or I know women right. do the same thing, guys, so I get you and I'm hearing you. So what do you think? Is that, because I think that goes right along with personal grooming, getting prepared for a date and being on the date or being with the mate that you're with, right?
You know, I mean, it's not only about your personal grooming habits, but it's how you decide to show up when you're actually there with that person. You know, are you going to give it 100% and put your phone away and not be distracted by, you know, outside things, you know, and just focus on what's in front of you at the moment? I'm really, really working hard on that right now.
Me too. I agree with you on that. And, you know, I see women that try to get in shape or lose weight to go on a date. And if that is not who you are, don't incorporate that personal grooming habit 5 days before that date or 5 minutes
right.
before that date.
You know? Well, that's a bigger insecurity within yourself, you know, that you're not happy with who you are. And it's okay to change and it's okay to want to lose that weight, but you need to do it for yourself, not because of that date.
Yeah, lifestyle. I agree with you on that too as well. The other thing I want to say this too as well is, you know, we love sexy underwear or sexy briefs or sexy boxers. I do. Okay, I think when a guy has sexy, I go, means a lot. Okay, and some, I've had a guy wear sexy boxers, which had hearts all over them. Okay, I love that one. And then I had another one time that he had Hello Putty Cat, which is a cartoon character. So, okay. So fun things like that is great for personal grooming. Really is. Okay. So,
you said that and it reminded me of a blind date that I went on and it was an out of town date. Now, I'd met him online and we agreed to meet in New York City and it really was a wonderful trip and I had a lot of fun. But he was a short man, and I'm a short woman, so I really wasn't turned off by that. But I will tell you what did turn me off is that when it came time for bed, he had on whitey tighties that were droopy in the back, and it looked like he was carrying a load with him.
Okay. That's funny.
I visualize that for a minute, and I'm like, this is not happening. Okay, this is not pretty, and I am not turned on, and I will tell you that nothing happened intimately between us, probably because of that, and he just couldn't figure out why.
Listen, I'm hearing you on that, okay, because I dated a guy, and it was our first time to become intimate, and he had a white t-shirt on, and he had tidy whities on. They were baggy, and he wore dress socks, okay? Do you understand? He was supposed to be perfect for me, but he wasn't, okay? So do not wear socks to bed, guys, okay? Do not wear low tighties, okay? Or hip huggers, okay? And take your T-shirt off, all right, please? You know what I mean? This is sexy, all right? So
we're in Alaska, and it's freezing, right?
Right. Okay. So what's up with that? Right. I was like, oh my God.
You know what? Even then, we're going to have a nice fire going. And I promise you, I will warm you up just like toast. Okay.
Aw, I love that, Vic. You are so good. You shouldn't have to be more doing romantic stuff like that. Get your clothes off in position does not work for men or for women, guys. We got to be romantic. But when the personal grooming is there, man, the romance is always there, you know, so
right.
That's what I think.
Yes.
Anyway.
I agree. Yeah. I do agree with you on that, for sure.
That's for sure. Well,
for sure.
I tell you what, for sure, I know. We're going to talk about a lot of cool stuff. You guys want to hear about stat things and you want to hear about, sexual stuff, we'll talk about it. You know, nothing to do, because we can be very open here. And this is where you can open your heart. You can share with us or you can send us an email. You've got our facebook.com/angelcoaches And if you say, maybe I should get that hair situation looked at on me or my mate, then Vic has got a great solution for you.
Yes, I do. I can help with that.
Mm-hmm. What's your Facebook page? So it's beautiful, by the way. Go ahead. Share with them.
Yeah. Elite Skin Vestments, Inc. on Facebook.
There you go. And guys, it's one
of the wonderful services that I provide. My daughter. They're
amazing, you guys. I've got less hair now because no more shaving in the near future for me. And no more shaving now in certain areas. So I'm so grateful. So and it works, right? And I'm going to share this with you. You guys have no idea what it's like not to have to think, where did I put that shaver that has one more shave in it? Because I go to
right.
Yeah. They're like, Tori, making you look on your personal and grimy. No, I mean, I the laser is amazing. I've never seen anything like it. I was like, wow. But we'll see you next Tuesday at 2 p.m. You guys have a great now. And catch us. You can catch our show 24/7, 365 days a year by going and get our link at facebook.com/angelcoaches and the web link's there for you. Take care, everybody. Nick, I will talk to you later. Bye, everyone.
Yes.